Blog Talk Radio.
Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore. Preach, preach up. For God shall wipe away, yes, sir, every tear from their eyes. Yes, sir. Get ready for the revolution.
Hands up. truly is doing some things in the world today. I pray that you are aware of what's going on in the spirit world. Pray that you are wise to the surrounding. And what I hear God is saying to the world is, it's time. He's exposing everything. Every dark area, God is shining light on it. He's bringing his word to fruition. See, until this gospel of the kingdom shall have been preached unto all the world, then shall the end come. God is preparing us for the end. And all of these things must be done first. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have each and every one of you all. May I ask Evangelist Sharon, if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer. And then we'll go further into the lesson. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. And good afternoon to all the listeners. I'd like to read out of the King James, 1 Corinthians. My computer's moving slow, of course. I apologize. I apologize to our listeners. How about if I just pray? Dear Lord, I'd like to bind up anything that will come between the listeners and the broadcast and anyone who's trying to mimic Christ and follow the path that God has set for us. I pray for those who are shut in, for those who are sick, for those who are suffering, for those ask us to remember them in prayer. I pray that God will open up all our spirits and our hearts, especially our spirit man, so that we know exactly what to do and what direction to go in, because the Holy Ghost will take us in that direction with no mistake. I pray for those who are struggling with anything in their life. Just know that if you pick a word, a scripture, and stand on it, God will pull you through. Keep your eyes on him, and he will soothe you and protect you and show you in which direction he needs to go. He will come in every day where he already abides and give us all direction. I want to thank him for another day and another chance to follow what he has paved the way for us to follow. I pray all this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon. For that beautiful prayer. Listen, brothers and sisters, we talked about the working of the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, in the church 2021 and beyond. Now, remember, we're the church. So what is the Holy Ghost doing? I'm glad you asked. Such a time like this, the Holy Spirit is giving us the mind of Christ. That's real important that you remember that. You have the mind of Christ. That's what 1 Corinthians 2, about the 15, 16 verse says. So we have that mind. So that's what the Holy Ghost is doing for the church, giving us the mind. Because you remember, to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. So Romans 8 and 6, ask Evangelist Sharon if she'll read that. Romans 8 and 6. This is all about expressing God's love toward us, and we express our love toward God. And what he did for Christ, he's doing it for us. And I'll show you that in a moment. But in Romans 8 and 6.
Yes, Pastor. In the King James, I'll bind up anything that's coming in between this broadcast. Romans 8 and 6 in the King James reads as follows. My computer has frozen. It's stuck. I apologize to our listeners.
No problem.
Okay, here we are.
I can get it.
Romans 8
you
and
got it?
6.
Okay, good.
Yes. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Amen.
So, you see, this is confirmation, if you would. Those who think they can't do it on their own end up oppressed, miserable. They end up not understanding that it's not a physical war, but it's spiritual. So, let's get serious with our spiritual life and realize that we are dead to the flesh, but alive to the spirit. That's the message here. Find that God's spirit is in them, living and breathing. See, that's like an obsession. That's what it should be. The spirit of God to be an obsession in your life. You ought to know that, hey, without it, I'm not doing anything. You ought to make it as real as light needs electricity. You ought to make it real as your body needs oxygen. It needs to be that real. That's what's going on in the body of Christ.
Amen.
Remember that we're not God's enemy. Because when she read, go to read the seventh verse in that chapter, Evangelist Sharon. Was that the eighth chapter? Read the seventh verse for me, please.
Yes, Pastor. The seventh verse reads in the King James as follows: because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Amen.
Amen. As Pastor read it out of King James, that's Romans 8, and read 6 and 8. Or let's see, I know we said 7. Read 6, 7, and 8, Pastor, if you will. Romans 8, 6, 7, and 8. Thank you.
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. And that's from the Message Bible Pastor.
Message, please.
Okay. I apologize, my phone just died right when we were right after that song. I'm like, oh my Lord. So it took a minute to get it going, but thank you. Praise God. Okay, from the Message Bible, Romans 8 and verses 6-8. God's spirit is in. I'm sorry, let me start up a little further. Those who trust God's action in them find that God's spirit is in them, living and breathing God. Obsession with self in these matters is a dead end. Attention to God leads us out into the open, into a spacious, free life. Focusing on self is the opposite of focusing on God. Anyone completely absorbed in self ignores God, ends up thinking more about self than God. That person ignores who God is and what he is doing, and God isn't pleased at being ignored.
Okay. You done, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. The last part of that was, God, anyone who completely absorbs in self ignores God, ends up thinking more about self than God. That person ignores who God is and what he is doing, and God isn't pleased at being ignored. Amen.
Amen. That's where you have to understand that, like I said on yesterday, this is a two-way street, brothers and sisters. We have to abide in him, and he wants to abide in us. And we
mm-hmm.
have to open up to allow that to happen.
Amen.
And the subject says the working of the Holy Spirit in the church in 2021 and beyond. The working is that God's church is spiritual. His church is alive. So that's what mm-hmm. that's what Romans 8:6 is saying. He's alive. We're not God's enemy. We're not his enemy, in other words. So that's what that seventh verse was saying.
Yeah.
You remember, mm-hmm. we're subject to God now. We acknowledge
mm-hmm.
him. We please
yeah.
God.
Mm-hmm.
See,
yeah,
because you're in
yeah.
the spirit. That's what this is about. This spiritual, which the Holy Ghost, that's how you please God, because God is a spirit. And they that worship
mm-hmm.
him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So we're pleasing God because we're in the spirit. Those people that
yeah.
are not in the spirit, they're not pleasing God.
Amen.
There's a lot of people not in Christ. They're into Jesus, but let me be clear, but they're not into Christ. Well, you say, oh, Pastor, that makes a difference. It makes a world of a difference. Because, see, when
yeah.
you're not obeying Scripture, you're walking in disobedience. That's why a lot of times you'll find in the Bible that they're children of God, but they're disobedient. And God got something for disobedience. He does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I could have you search a lot of Scriptures. Well, I don't want you to really spend your time on that. I want you to spend your time on being obedient so that you'll say, you know what? I'm in Christ now. Romans 8:9. I'm in Christ.
Amen.
Because we don't walk after the flesh. Because
amen.
The Spirit of God dwells in us. The Holy
mm-hmm.
Ghost. That's why greater
yes.
is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Why? Because the Holy Ghost in you, not your spirit, but the Holy Ghost in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you
yeah.
don't have that spirit, you're not of Christ. See, I
mm-hmm.
talk to a lot of people on a day-to-day basis, and they focus is Jesus. Simply meaning flesh.
All right.
They
all
focus
right.
not on Christ. They're not looking for the... Now, they may say that mentally, but it never gets no further. It never gets into the heart. And that's my
mm-hmm.
thing. I want you to... let these messages get in your heart.
Yeah, yeah.
And the only way that can happen, you have to be dead to sing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
While you're there, Evangelist Sharon, read Romans 8:9-10. Well, matter of fact, read all the way through the 9th to the 13th verse. And I just make
suggestions. 9:10. In the King James, it reads as follows: But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of this. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, live after the flesh. if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And from the Message Bible, the best thing to do. Okay. All right. I'm sorry. Hold on a second. Okay. There's nothing in it for us, nothing at all. The best thing to do is give it a decent burial and get on with your new life. God's Spirit beckons. There are more things to do and places to go. This resurrection life you receive from God is not a timid, grave-tending life. It's adventurously expectant, greeting God with a childlike, "What's next, Papa?" God's Spirit touches our spirit and confirms we really are. I'm sorry. And confirms who we really are. We know who He is, and we know who we are, Father and children. Amen.
Amen. And we have to express that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We have to express that relationship. So that's what Paul said. You know, hey, man, we're in the Spirit. We're in Christ. Yes. We're dead to sin. We're alive to Christ.
Hallelujah.
Christ in our life, according to 8 and 10, we have righteousness now. We live in a righteous life because of the Spirit that dwells in us or indwells in us.
Mm-hmm.
See, the Holy Spirit indwelling in our spirit.
Yes,
it quickening us. That's what he's saying here. He's quickening us, causing our spirit to come alive. So we're not debtor to the flesh. We're debtor to the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the Spirit can help us. We're in debt to the Spirit. You're not in debt to the flesh. So you got to obey what the Spirit say. Well, I really want to get to the fact that just like expressing his relationship to the Father, that's what we have to do. Remember Matthew 3:13? We'll go there. Evangelist Sharon now. You.
Yeah.
Matthew 3:16.
Okay. In King James. Matthew, one more time. I'm
three.
Sorry, Pastor. Three.
Yeah, Matthew 3:16, the third chapter, 16th verse.
Thank you, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
It reads as follows in the King James. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straight away out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, the moment Jesus came up out of that baptismal water, the skies opened up. And he saw God's Spirit. It looked like a dove descending and landing on him. And along with the Spirit's voice, "This is my Son, chosen and marked by my love, the light of my life." Amen.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes,
it is.
Yes. Amen.
When the Father saw that Jesus had obeyed the word, the heavens opened up. See, that's what I'm saying. Once you allow your spirit, then remember, you get the same thing Jesus get. Once you open up your spirit, then God expresses love toward us, just like he did toward Jesus. He said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." The heavens open up. I want to tell you something, sister. When you began to open up, God began to tell the whole world what's going on. Remember in Matthew's, was that Luke 4 and 18, said the Spirit of the Lord. See, the Spirit of the Lord expressed to us what's going on.
Yeah.
That's why 1 Corinthians 6 and 11, we'll go there. 1 Corinthians 6 and 11.
In 1 Corinthians, in the King James 6 and 11, it reads as follows. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Amen.
Amen, amen. What a powerful word. Amen. And from the Message Bible, 6 and 11. Amen, amen. A number of you know from experience what I'm talking about. But not so long ago, you were on that list. Since then, you've been cleaned up and given a fresh start by Jesus, our Master, our Messiah, and by God, and by our God present in us, the Spirit. Amen.
Yeah. Let me take my time and say this because I want you to hear this. See, but you was washed in this truth, in this blood, and in this Spirit. And when it happened, what happened was you got sanctified. You became set apart, just like Jesus did. And now you're made right in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Listen, dear heart. You have received God's approval. How about that one, huh? You have received God's stamp of approval.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, thank you, Lord.
You have to know that God will confirm His word, brother and sister. We're serving a living God. In 2 Corinthians 3 and 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
2 Corinthians 3 and 3 in the King James, it reads as follows. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be an epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. Amen.
From the Message Bible, your very lives are a letter that anyone can read by just looking at you. Christ himself wrote it, not in ink, but with God's living Spirit, not chiseled into stone, but carved into human life. And we published it. Amen.
Yeah. It's the Spirit of the living God that's in you that makes me a letter that the whole world can read.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And because of this, people read you. You got to pay attention to what folks be saying to you. They say, you ain't God. Oh, well, where did that come from? Oh, you ain't better than anyone else. Where did that come from? Well, what are you saying here? See? Because you are a letter that people are reading, man. And they're telling you what they're reading. And they see you as holy. That's why you find a lot of folks say, oh, you are holier than thou. Why did you say that? You saw some holiness here or something? What? What?
See? My Lord.
Anyway. Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll pick it up right there tomorrow. Meanwhile, we're talking.